Sonoma
FM 91.3.
You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
This is Our Timeless Secrets, and our intention is to inspire heartfelt conversation through music and dialogue that ignite our passion and empower us to move in the direction of our dreams.
In other words, we're here to share our secrets and those of our guests for what works for us to make life go better than well.
Good morning, and welcome to Sonoma, California. You're listening to Our Time of the Secrets, and our host is Mari Best.
Well, good morning, and we have a very, very special guest that's going to be joining us in just a moment, and we are going to be sharing his secret, and I will be refreshing you at this moment on going back to the beginning of this year in January, actually the very beginning of January. You may have read in your local newspaper here about the miracle that I received. And this was due to reconnective healing. And the reconnective healing founder is going to be joining us, Dr. Eric Pearl. And we are so looking forward to having him with us on the show. So what I'd like to tell you is that what happened for me in January is that I actually was very ill. I had bronchial pneumonia. And to be honest with you, I really just felt so hopeless and very, very sick, and didn't want anybody around me when my husband encouraged me to see a reconnective healer by the name of Kiala Gerhardt. And Kiala came very beautifully, just arrived like an angel. And she worked with me for, I don't even know, an interminable amount of time. It could have been 10 minutes, it could have been an hour, because it just seemed like magic. Because shortly before she left, she just turned to me and said, "You might want to speak to that little 5-year-old girl." And she knew what she was talking about. I knew what she was talking about, but there was no more said. And when she left, this person here, me, yours truly, who had zero voice, struggled to the bathroom mirror of all places and began to look in the mirror and visualize myself as 5 years old. And as I spoke, I realized and recognized that my voice was actually there. Not only was my voice there, but my body was feeling whole and well. This was moments after Keala had left. And beyond that, several other miracles happened, all to do with the reconnective healing process. And so I just wanted to refresh your memory for those who have already been listening to this show. This is what has made me totally passionate about this experience. And so when we're visiting with Dr. Eric Pearl, I will now get the opportunity to learn his secrets right from his experience. Harry, you're my witness.
I am your witness. I watched it and heard all the grief about bringing her there in the first place.
yes. I was very hard on you for that. I was thinking that, and instead of a wonderful angel, I was thinking of an intrusion, which, of course, Keala quickly proved me wrong when we know the rest of the story. And we will see what is going on. But right at the moment, what I'd like to do is to play you one of our songs that we have chosen for this. And what better than Anita O'Connor singing If You Believe? I think, is that a good choice, Harry?
That's a great choice.
That's a great choice. What a great voice she has, too. And it all boils down to believing in miracles, and I couldn't believe more greatly.
Stand still.
Well, here we are on Our Timeless Secrets, and shortly we're going to be having a call from Dr. Eric Pearl. And, right at the moment, the words came into my head from my dear Aunt Dante was my hero. He truly is, and his book, The Reconnection, is one that I have so enjoyed. His sense of humor and delivery throughout this book is absolutely charming. I love it, and you feel like he's just talking right to you. And so there's a lot to learn from this book, and I'm just getting ready to read it again. And when Dr. Pearl gets on the air, I know he's going to be sharing one beautiful secret with you. And so we're just awaiting his call at the moment. But meanwhile, I'd like to share my philosophy on healing. It seems that many years ago, I too was visited with, during the night, with words that you have heard me play before regarding, it's a song entitled Decide to Live. And this was written originally for a young man who, in fact, had been told, only 32 years old, that he, in fact, had 2 months to live. And this was not a good experience. Needless to say, I was very saddened by this news, and also learned that he was so broken that he felt that he wanted to shorten the life, his life, of course. And that's when I was awakened during that night with these words. And they came through loud and clear. Why give up my power to something one man said? That was a heavy sentence that was laid upon my head. I am a mortal being, equipped with all the tools to create an awesome miracle, defying all the rules. Yes, I am one whose spirit has so much more to give. With all the choices I've been given, I'll decide to live. I'll decide to live a life that's full and free, and nevermore choose to ignore the power inside of me. And the good news is that was 13 years ago, and he is alive and well and enjoying his daughter, who is absolutely beautiful. And now we're not going to wait any longer. We're going to bring our friend and miracle worker, Dr. Eric Pearl, on board. Dr. Pearl, hello. I hear you're here.
I'm sorry my alarm reminder didn't go off.
Oh.
I didn't notice it.
Oh, well, never mind. We're so glad to hear your voice. And before we get started, I want to thank you, because you are responsible for my miracle the beginning of this year. I'm feeling a little beklempt right at this moment when I'm actually talking to you, because this was truly a powerful miracle that came about through one of your practitioners, Kiala Gerhardt, who is here locally in Sonoma. And without you stepping out of your comfort zone and getting in to your mission, I know I would not have experienced this. So thank you.
Thank you. That's a wonderful way to start the day, to hear something so sweet, so nice.
Well, it's absolutely from my heart. And I have read and enjoyed so much your book, The Reconnection. And I know, based on the fact that this show is entitled Our Timeless Secrets, that you have a wonderful secret to share with our listeners about your next book. So will you do that for us, please?
Sure.
And I also want to say I have already ordered it.
I didn't know you could order it yet.
Ah, well,
you see.
That's
what I know.
Well, when you're married to Harry, my engineer and my darling husband, anything is possible, and I believe that. So I have something in writing to prove it right in front of me.
That's wonderful.
Yes.
I assume we're not on the air yet.
Yes, we are on the air, and I am very, very...
Oh, I thought you were talking to me in advance.
No,
okay,
no.
Okay, wonderful.
We're on the air, and we are spellbound.
Okay. So you heard about the new book already, did you?
Yes,
it's
I did.
It's called Solomon Speaks on Reconnecting Your Life.
Yes.
And it is very, 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 very different than the first book, which is called The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. It is material that I've sat on for quite a while. When this healing work started happening, there was a three-month period of time where my patients lost consciousness and spoke six phrases. None of them ever had a voice come through them before except the first person. The first two phrases were, "We are here to tell you to continue doing what you were doing. What you were doing is bringing light and information onto the planet." The third and fourth phrases were, "What you're doing is reconnecting strings, and what you're doing is reconnecting strands." There were six phrases altogether. And after 3 months, it stopped coming through everyone except for the very first patient, and it continued to come through him as he had had this voice come through him before and none of the others had. And we continued to have sessions where I would tape record the sessions, and we sat on the materials that started coming through in 1994 until now. I had them transcribed, and we're putting them together into a book. So the book is really about accessing deeper portions of ourselves so that we then can share more and bring about greater levels and dimensions of healing. So as you asked, I'll share a little bit of the book with you. Your heart is coming here to understand a deeper sense of your truth. You need to recognize your heart is in the space that is allowing you to illustrate your greater being. Your feelings now are being carried through on a different plane. Your energy exists in this sphere of influence that is central to your understanding of a different sphere of influence. There is a lot that needs to be said in various ways. We understand ourselves in a limited fashion, and we need to carry this understanding as a life process. It is the unveiling of a multifaceted force within our life. We need to peel away the exterior so that that internal being shines through to those we come in contact with. This eternal soul that resides within our framework is being covered up in many ways by our apprehensions. And in your work, that is what you need to do. You need to unveil your soul. This is not a simple process, and this stripping away of ego is an eternal process. The selflessness that must shine through the being that can reach in without interference. Once that pure force shines through without it being refracted by various mindsets, it will flow in a more direct manner. Once you allow your soul, that egoless purity, to come through, that is almost a common denominator in that it has the ability to automatically fuse with the frequency of the person you're coming in contact with. So your job in this process is to strip away the defense. Strip away the mind, strip away the control mechanisms and the techniques that you have in this plane. Let them go. Let them be a part of an exterior that has nothing to do with you. And present that soul in the room. It will automatically do the work. That energy is the common universal language of the cosmos. It is understood immediately and is felt intrinsically.
Whoa. No, Harry and I are just, whoa.
That was powerful. Thank you.
And I understand that this is as Solomon speaks. This
yes.
was channeled through Eric. Excuse me, not Eric. Frederick.
Yes.
I notice you're keeping your names similar here. Eric and Frederick, you know.
Well, yeah. I wasn't actually. I call him Fred. I've always called him Fred. And he said we wanted the book cover to say Frederick. So it does.
And I love that. And, you know, I've got so many questions that I want to ask you. But one of the things that I heard in one of your interviews is that when we're dealing with someone in a healing practice, sometimes it's better not to know what is going on, all of the ailments and things. How does that blend in with what you're doing now?
When we feel that we know what the problem is, then we impose consciously and subconsciously limitations on what may or may not be possible. We also impose thinking that the healing should come about this way, not that way. We should hold our hands over the liver if we feel that there's a liver problem, except the fact is that the problem might not be caused by the liver. It might be caused by the pituitary or the big toe, for all that we know. So when we focus over one area, we're not allowing the intelligence of the universe to determine what is appropriate and how this action should take place. There was a wonderful, wonderful film in not way back now, in 1980, with Alan Burstyn, called Resurrection. And in it, she played the role of someone who had a life-after-death experience, came back and found that she was a natural healer. Someone had come up to her for a healing. They couldn't walk. They were carried up to her. They were placed on a massage table. She was about to do a healing session on them. And a very well-meaning, friendly country doctor who knew that she was able to facilitate these healings and was fine with it, came, walked up to her, called her aside, and said, "Listen, I don't want you to get your hopes up on this one. Don't expect a lot. I've seen the x-ray. She has total degeneration of her third, fourth, and fifth lumbar spine. So, again, don't get your hopes up." And Ellen Burstyn's character said, "Well, Doc, I haven't seen those x-rays. I'm one step ahead of you."
That's brilliant. And it reminds me that when I've been working with children, the one thing that I request of the facilitator at like the Boys and Girls Club or wherever the children are gathering, I say, please do not tell me anything about the children. As far as I'm concerned, each one is whole and well, and they are a bright, shining star. And that way, my work goes well with the children. And so I connect very clearly to what you're saying. I think it's absolutely important that we drop and get out of our own way. Like, that's one of your things you like to say, get out of your own way. Tell us more
about
that.
Well, we want to recognize that our responsibility, really, in the healing process is to open doors. Their responsibility is to choose to walk through them. And what we tend to do is we open a door with our right hand and we try to push the person through the door we feel they should walk through with their left hand. When in reality what that does is it cheats them out of the joy and rewards of selecting their own healing, what's appropriate for them on their life course, and it cheats us out of being able to witness this exquisite beauty and perfection. And each and every time that we allow ourselves to witness these healings, what happens is that we become opened to the fact that there's a new potential, to a new potential for the next healing and for the next healing. And we bring that new potential in to the next healing session with us, and greater healings take place. So sometimes we really have to step out of the need for control to allow ourselves, not just the other person, but ourselves, to receive the beauty of the healing process. This need for control is fed to us. It may well not even be our nature. And it starts, believe it or not, with our energy healing techniques. It starts with the T word, technique. Do this first, do that second. Use this symbol here, that symbol there. Bring 30% of the energies from the earth and 70% from the heavens. Move it to the east, move it to the west, move it clockwise, move it counterclockwise. Instead, what we're really here to learn is how to become the witness and the witnessed, the seer and the seen, how to learn to observe without judgment, which does not supply us with an immediate bag full of Purina ego chow. It does, however, give us more sustenance and reward and brings about greater results and response for the person we're working with as well as for ourselves.
And I expect requires us to be absolutely in the moment as we are doing and listening, just listening quietly for the guidance that we're being given.
Well, you're right. And I've always hated the word requires.
Oh, sorry.
I don't do well with rules.
No.
And what? No, I don't mean that.
Yes.
And fortunately, this brings about a gift. Once we access the reconnective healing spectrum, we automatically go into that state of oneness, of silence, of observation. We aren't required in the sense that required often implies it's something that we're forced to do. You're required to go into the army, for example. It simply happens automatically with its full beauty.
Excellent, excellent point. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. I respect that. And is it possible that when one has received a healing, such as I did on the first of this year, that with the energy that I felt, that I was so much better. I mean, I was just 100% better within moments. I went to speak to a neighbor. And when I was talking to her, I was holding my hands the way Keala had held hers. And I was just sort of describing to this lady, who, by the way, was suffering from vertigo, and she couldn't get up. And I was talking to her about it, and all of a sudden, she got up and walked across the room and started washing dishes. Now, that blew me away because I was there to take care of her only moments after my healing. Is there a possibility that that was connected to that?
Well, the space is shared. I mean, we share the space. We are so used to thinking of ourselves as individuals. And I believe that really what we're here this year to step into and to acknowledge is that we are all the same, to stop looking for what makes each one of us separate and unique and instead start looking for what makes each and every one of us the same, that we are that interconnected, that when one child cries in one part of the planet, 100 children weep. When one child laughs, 1,000 children laugh. We are so much one unit. So, of course, in that same space, that should take place. You know, you're in the Sonoma area, is that correct?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Because up in Sonoma and also in San Francisco, one of our main teachers, Patrice, will be giving two presentations. One she'll be giving to the yoga community on April 19th in Sonoma, and one she'll be giving in San Francisco at the New Life Expo to everyone there on April 28th. We're also going to be giving some seminars in the United States. I'll be giving one May 17th through 19th in Miami, in Sacramento area, which I think is somewhat close to you, I'll be teaching there June 21 through 23. And also I'll be doing Denver, Newport Beach, and Toronto in September, November, and November. So what's interesting about these seminars is that I never thought that this could be taught. I never thought that this could be taught. And in one sense, it can't be taught. It's sort of communicated more than taught. But let me tell you how we do it, because it's sort of interesting. What happens is, it's a Friday night, a Saturday, and Sunday. On the Friday night, I give a three-hour presentation where we talk about the history of the work, the theory, the philosophy, the science. We bring up volunteers from the audience. So we give live demonstrations of the healings and audience volunteers, you know, maybe someone that you even know or maybe yourself. And we give everyone an opportunity to feel it in your hands, because it's very palpable, just as you were talking about seeing the way the hands were held. But Saturday and Sunday is quite different. Saturday and Sunday, what happens is we demonstrate. It's a real working seminar. In other words, don't come thinking we're all going to sit around, hold hands, om, sing Kumbaya, my Lord, and burn incense. It won't happen that way. Demonstrate a level of work from the stage. Then we all go to massage tables. One person, for example, might lie down on the massage table. You might stand up at the end of that massage table. I'll walk around with our teaching assistants to each of the tables, and we'll show you how to find these frequencies, this expanded frequencies of healing. We'll show you how to feel it. And as you do that, you will start to see the person on the table in front of you go into involuntary movements, fingers moving, eyes rapidly darting back and forth, for example. We'll show you how to feel and find a different aspect of it. You'll start to see their arms jerk or their legs jerk or facial muscles pull. And then we'll, and you'll start to recognize your clear, distinct role in bringing this through, the correlation to the state that you step into to their actual visible physical responses. Then we'll go back to the chairs, talk about what we just learned, demonstrate some new levels of the work, talk about some philosophy, go back on the floor and practice the new work. And by the end of that one weekend, not 3 years or 1 year or 3 months or even 3 weeks, but one weekend, I can pretty much make you two promises, which are A, you will be able to do anything and everything in the way of healing that I can do, and B, you will be able to do anything and everything in the way of healing that any human being anywhere on this planet can do.
Wow, and that is what makes me so passionate about this. I know that. I believe that. And thank you. Thank you for making that so, so clear to me. And I also understand that you're going to be doing a workshop in Barcelona. And I have a nephew who happens to live near there. And he and I had a conversation about your practice over Skype. And as we were talking, he was going through a very rough time with his son of 11, who did not want anything to do with him. And he was feeling very, very disturbed about this and wondering what was going on. And we discussed your practice and once again had this thing with our hands, trying to feel the energy that you talk about so succinctly. And during that conversation on Skype, he said to me, "Mari, I just feel like I got switched on. There is nothing I can't do with my son. I know, I believe that this is, I'm seeing everything so much crystal clearer. Everything around me is vibrant and colorful, and I can't wait to see my son." And I want you, the end of the story is, of course, that he has connected with his son, and I recognize that all he needed to do was to get into the right frequency to be there. His son was seeing him in one frequency, and he was, whatever it was, it doesn't matter. But the bottom line is that he's excited about you coming to Barcelona.
Oh, well, so am I. So am I. I do enjoy that city. I love traveling. I'm on the road about 45 weeks a year, bringing this work around the country. The book, The Reconnection, is and has been an international bestseller in about approximately 36 or 39 different languages around the globe. We've trained over 75,000 people how to do this work, mostly mainstream people, but also probably about 20,000 of your, what you'd call your grandmaster healers and healing teachers, who recognize that technique itself is becoming the very limitation, because reconnective healing is not a technique. It's a way to completely transcend technique. But we've trained about 15,000 mainstream healthcare practitioners, doctors, nurses, physical therapists. So this is in hospitals and it's in private practices as well. But most people who learn this are the mainstream, who have no experience with the what's considered healthcare, be it metaphysical or spiritual, or be it mainstream, who simply weren't interested in this type of thing before, because all the energy healing techniques were so heavily laden, you know, with complexity of technique and fear-based rituals and protections and so little science behind them. And now that there's so much science supporting what makes reconnective healing different, it seems to be drawing in the mainstream. The fact that, as you've witnessed already, the healings with reconnective healing, instead of like energy healing, tend to be fairly instantaneous. And it's often reported that they tend to be lifelong.
Absolutely. Well, that's what I intuitively knew when my bronchial pneumonia was gone in an instant, that I would never have it visit me again. That I just knew that over the years, since I've been 5 years old, it had visited me and it was now gone. I'd never see it again. I knew that intuitively. The other thing I want to tell you is that on a Wednesday morning here in Sonoma, I visit a nursing home where most people are bedridden and or wheelchair bound. And I take with me my friend Keala of Keala Healing here. And she is working her magic with these people as I am singing to them. And the powerful part in this now is that the nurses are keyed in to the Sacramento visit. Because they're hearing about you going to be there. And so I'm meeting with them shortly to talk to them about this. And I just think it would be so powerful. And in fact, I intend to talk to my doctor here also, and his wife. They're both doctors, and talk to them about this possibility of being there in your event, and allowing the teaching to come through them.
So. That would be absolutely, absolutely, absolutely wonderful. Because, well, you know, I believe that most people in the healthcare field, whether they're medical doctors, osteopaths, chiropractors, acupuncturists, physical therapists, we all enter into the field as an excuse to allow ourselves to become the healers that we know that we are on the inside, but we feel that we need a socially acceptable delivery system. And so we go through one of those routes because we're afraid to access the truth of who we are on the inside.
Yes.
You know, are we about over?
No, here's the deal. I know I asked you between 10:15 and 10:45. I'm not sure how much time that you have. I actually have until about 10:57, and I don't really want to let you go because I'm so excited to have you on the line, and I want you to share anything you choose right now.
So in other words, we're good for about another 12 minutes or so, right?
Yes, absolutely. Thanks, Eric.
Well, let's take another 2 minutes, and I'll share just a whole other different segment from the book. We want you to understand your existence is here for your mutual understanding of a greater plane of energy yet to come. You are in sync with a grand plan for differentiation of energies that are going to be dispersed in the near future. Your heart is that which is. It is here for you to access your life force. your instability is a part of your lesson to come, and you will feel your life broaden as your base of understanding is deepened. You will have much to understand in the near future, and it is part of your lesson in life to materialize your existence in a manner that is in keeping with your life's intention in this plane. You are about to understand those things that have evaded you for some time. This is for your ability to further deepen your force in your life. You must allow yourself space to let your life function in its normal course. It needn't be hurried or intentionally thwarted in any way. Your life is that which is. This is the beginning and the end. Your force comes from a portal in the universe. It is coming through you to heal that which could not be felt before. Many feelings that are expressed through human life are thwarted or not accessed at any level. Your energy enables people to feel what they haven't felt prior to this moment. You open doors of experience for them, and they make the choice of whether they should walk through them or not. Your job is to open doors. Their job is to decide whether they have the courage to walk through them.
Beautiful. And you did. I would just love you to tell me, how did you feel when you finally stepped into those shoes that were guiding you on this path? It had to be electric, but I don't want to put words in your mouth.
But, you know, I could turn around and say, well, how did you feel? Because you're already stepping into them.
Oh, gosh. I'm buzzing. Don't you hear it?
Yes, of course I did. You know,
it's wonderful.
When Hay House contacted me, they asked me if I would write this book. And I said, you know, I've never written a book. I didn't even like to write in school. I hardly even read the books in school. I don't know how to write a book. And they said, well, it's really very simple. They said, follow this basic pattern. Make the first third of the book, the first part of the book, about your history and discovering this work and also your early life and any interesting things that may have happened to you growing up. Make the second part of the book about the philosophy, the theory, any of the current scientific research that makes reconnective healing unique. And make the third portion of the book a basic how-to. So I did. I followed their steps. And I got phone calls from the editor of the book saying, I can't edit the book. I said, why? What's wrong? She said, every time I pick it up, my hands start to buzz and vibrate. I have to put it down. I get tingles throughout my body, you know. But she went through the book and edited it. And really, part of the reason that I'm telling this story is that not everyone can travel or make it to a seminar. You can get the basics out of reading The Reconnection. You can get the basics of how to do this on a personal level. Now, what I mean by that is you can learn how to take better care of your friends and family. It doesn't make you a reconnective healing practitioner. It's just like if you read a book on hairstyling or dentistry, you'll take better care of your own teeth than your family's teeth than your own hair and your family's hair, but you can't hang a shingle out and say, I'm a dentist or a hairstylist. You actually have to learn with a teacher to make revisions and refinements and show you insights and secrets and clues. And it's the same thing with reconnective healing. You don't have to wait to begin practicing on a personal level. You can get it from reading The Reconnection. But if you truly want to be a practitioner to help people at their optimum, that's the reason we teach seminars.
And those people who have the good fortune of going to your seminar have they get to make their choices when they step out how they are going to conduct themselves going forward with this knowledge. And that's the wonderful part in it.
It's the knowledge and it's the philosophy.
Yes.
The key to this is understanding the philosophy. Once we change the philosophy, we change the consciousness. Once we change the consciousness, we change the life. This is not just energy healing. This takes us beyond the different subsets of energy that we were able to contact using techniques. This takes us beyond the entirety of energy into a spectrum of energy, light, and information, levels of light and information that the researchers say have not been seen here before. But light is also our consciousness and our awareness of this work. For example, the people, well, what this work does is that it allows us to completely transcend technique. We get the gifts of Brekke, Jirage, and Chin, Qigong, Mahjong, Beijing, etc., without ever having to learn the techniques, and without, if we did learn the techniques, we get more of the gifts once we stop utilizing the technique. So I always tell people, I said, if you're looking for a practitioner, A, if you go on to thereconnection.com, there is, of course, we have a directory of practitioners, people who have attended the seminars who wanted to list their names as a practitioner, and it's wonderful to find them there. But what I would do is I'd go one step further. I would Google the practitioner up, check out their own websites. If they are practicing reconnective healing, but they are still also doing energy healing techniques, they haven't made the full transcendence, and the work will, of course, be better than just an energy healing technique, but it won't be the best that it can be unless you find someone who has let go of their energy healing techniques, isn't doing this therapy and that therapy and the other therapy, because they've let go of therapy completely and they're just reconnecting with the healing work.
I get that. I get that. It's so totally pure. It doesn't need any holding on to that. No, I get that very clearly.
No, when we add something to something that's pure, it's no longer pure.
Exactly, exactly. We're watering it down. And so before we leave there, one thing that I request of my guests is if there is a tune that sort of inspired you and makes you feel good, will you please share that with me? And we found out that your song was Brown Eyed Girl. So when we leave you today, we're going to be playing that for our listeners. Is there a specific story you have to tell about that, or is that just something that resonated?
No, I just find that whenever I hear that song begin, it must trigger something in me, but I just smile. It just makes me want to smile and sing with it. And I've always loved that song. So as soon as I was asked, Brown Eyed Girls, it's a beautiful song. It's a lift.
That's wonderful. I want to congratulate you on your amazing staff. They've been so helpful to me. Kyle and I have been in contact quite a bit, and you have been the center of my world in this last few days. And I've watched just about every video that you have up there. Because of course I saw you on Dr. Oz, and what a brilliant thing that is. Just everything is key toward opening the world up to magnificence, and you are leading the world. Thank you. Thank you very much for what you're doing, Dr. Eric Burrell.
Well, thank you very much. And hopefully on April 19th at the Yoga Community in Sonoma, where you are, you can go see Patrice speak on this, or in San Francisco, April 28th at the New Life Expo, and maybe I'll see you at one of the seminars that I teach.
Dr. Eric Burrell, you will be seeing me in Sacramento, yes. And my husband will be with me too. We're going to be there in living color. Thank you.
Well, if I show up in black and white, you better let me know, because it's not
my plan. Well, I'm just looking forward to Solomon Speaks, and can't wait for it to be coming in the mail to me.
Okay, thank you. I haven't gotten my copy yet.
Well, I guess I better not have mine before you.
You might.
No, you never know. But whatever it is, thank you once again for sharing your magnificence.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Thanks.
In the misty morning fog with our hearts that fell. Here on Our Timeless Secrets is where you can catch a glimpse of the mystical Mari. Mari is a certified intuitive success coach, a channel, ably assisted by her spirit guides, Esophocles and Endante. Mari is the catalyst for change. She will capture an audience to facilitate individuals on how to trust feelings and take responsibility for their lives, bringing them clarity, freedom, and peace. Mari uses the simple tools of laughter, song, and poetry, and her impish Scottish wit, and of course, her spirit guides, Esophocles and Endante, are always with her. Her message is simple. Give choice, a voice, and always come from a place of unconditional love. You can be coached by Mari via phone or on Skype or better still in person. 707-934-7717 or email at maribest@gmail.com. That's MAHRI best, as in the very best, at gmail.com or on the web at maribest.com.
Slumber warm when night winds blow. May you always live with laughter, for a smile becomes you so. May good fortune find your doorway. May the bluebird sing your song. May no trouble travel your way. May no worry stay too long. May your heartaches be forgotten. May no tears be wildest dream come true. May